Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
You're talking about a mind-blowing passage of Scripture. You're talking about the end of days. And he said, Daniel, shut it up. Listen, and he gives us two time periods. 1290 days, something's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation period, in verse number 11, at the time of the abomination, which we know is, am I going too fast? She's saying, yes, you are. I got 10 minutes, and I got to get to my first fruits of my naturalized order anyway. But at the middle of the tribulation period, that's the abomination of desolation. Those who've been through it, you know that one, don't you? Okay. And then, after that, it's marked 1290 days. We know that in the seven-year tribulation period, let me slow down, my ADD is overwhelming right now. 1260 days, 42 months, time times and half times. And now we get another figure, 1290 days. That's 30 days at plus more than the 1260 days, all right? What do you think happens in those 30 days? For those who've been in my Bible study, we talked about that. 30 days. From 1260 during the Jesus comes in the revelation at 1260 days. Now he's talking 1290. You know what happens during those 30 days? And we'll get to that in just a minute. You ever heard the judgment of the living nations? Here in Matthew chapter number 25, we're about to go there, where he sends out four angels, and at the end of the tribulation, he collects all the living people on the earth, and he brings them before the throne of David, and Jesus will judge them. We're going to look at it in just a minute. The living people who survived the tribulation period, that's what takes place, I believe, during the third. That's a whole other lesson to the 1290 days. Then it says, blessed he that waiteth to the 1335th day. That's 45 more days. What happens on the 1335th day, that is, I believe, the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. This is yes, this is no, and this is, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. So you got some dates, 1260, 1290, and 1335. And so 1335 is, I believe, it's when you have the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. Blessed is he that cometh to that, because now you enter into the millennium at that point, that thousand-year reign of Christ. Let me go to the first fruits of the natural. Turn me to Revelation chapter number 14. We looked at the first fruits of the resurrection. These are people who will have glorified bodies. 1 John 3:2 talks about that. We shall see him as he is. We'll have a body like his. Okay. But we find in Revelation chapter number 14. We'll find it. Interesting passage of scripture. Again, we see something about first fruits. Verse number 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion. Remember, this is in the tribulation period. Having with him 144,000. And on his father's name were written in their foreheads. And by the way, I take this very literally. Those of you who've been studying me, they will have a literal mark of the beast in the forehead and on the hand. I take this mark very literally. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder, and the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Won't that be some kind of choir and orchestra? And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And these are they which were not defiled by women. They are virgins, and we looked at that before. And these are they which follow the Lord wherever he goeth. And these were they that were redeemed from among men, being the what? First fruits. Here's that word again. Unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they were without faith before the throne of God. Okay. We read in Revelation chapter number 7 about when the tribulation starts, in verse number 1, that they hold back the winds and don't blow on the earth or the trees. And then we see verse number 2, don't hurt the earth or the sea or the trees. Verse number 3, until we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. This is 144,000 who are now in their physical form. Are you following? They had the flesh and blood bodies. I take this very literally. God seals them, and all through the tribulation period, when all the wrath of God is poured out upon mankind, these 144,000 are not harmed at all. The beasts that are unleashed and the scorpions, who the tails and all the things, all these things that are taking place, they will not be affected because God has sealed them. Do you see that? This is yes. This is yes. Okay. You see that. He seals them. Here's the point. They are the first fruits. How did we define first fruits? There's a promise of more to follow. These are the first. And I got to finish this in 5 minutes. These are the first that will live forever in their natural body. They will never die. They will live forever in their physical body. But they're the first fruits. Who are the others? I'm glad you asked. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 25. Beginning verse number 31. When the Son of Man shall come in glory, and all his holy angels with him. By the way, this is the revelation. It's not the translation. A lot of people get messed up in Matthew 24 and 25 when they think it's talking about the rapture. It's not talking about the rapture. It's talking about his revelation. Let me give you a good one. As it were in the days of Moses, one to be taken and one left. And one, you know, remember? One to be taken and one left. That has to be the rapture. No, it's not. It's the revelation. I know there's a lot of good preaching, but he's talking about the revelation we're fixing to see here. As it were in the days of Noah, and it took them away, carried them all away, and they did not know what had happened. Who was the only ones who were saved in Noah's days? Not a trick question. Who was the only 8 people were saved? The rest of the world was wiped out. It's what we're fixing to read here. Only the saved remain and enter into the millennium. So for the most part, Matthew 24, 25 is talking about the revelation, not the translation. And he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him, this is when I think those 30 days, you remember 1260 and the 1290? This is what I believe takes place. And before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another. Remember, they're alive. They survived the tribulation. 2/3 of the world's population will be destroyed during the tribulation period, which means only 1/3 will survive when you follow the book of Revelation. Only 1/3 survive. And these 1/3 will be gathered before Christ. And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. The lost, the saved, and the lost. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Now, verse number 34. But in the king, Jesus says unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I can't read the rest of this, but you get the picture. They are alive. They survived the tribulation period. They're saved. And they enter into the kingdom in their physical body. They are part of the first fruits. Or those 144,000 are the first fruits. That means there's some like them that's going to follow. Well, we see these people who will enter into the millennium, just like the 144,000, in their physical body. I have so many verses here. Do you think that's a problem for God, by the way? The same tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden, we see it in the millennium in Ezekiel 47, 48, about the tree there. Ezekiel 47 and 48, it talks about a tree, and the tree was for the health of the nations. We see it in Revelation 21, 22. Again, when he creates a new heaven and earth, he puts that tree of life there. That tree of life was in the Garden of Eden. God said this, not me. God said this. We have to drive man out of the garden, lest man eats of that tree and live what? Forever. God said that. If Adam would have made the tree of life, he'd still be today in his sinful body. God couldn't have that. He had to drive Adam and Eve out unless he ate a tree of life. We see the tree of life back in the millennium. How are these people going to live forever? That tree of life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.